A roller coaster game in Houston ends with an overtime loss to the Texans.
We didn't come here for a tie. We wanted to win the football game.
No moral victories in this league, but silver linings were easy to find on Sunday.
Still on his feet, Justin Blackman. Wow!
Big plays and breakout days were the theme. The top pick shined.
Everything was clicking.
Chad Henne provided a spark and a question that has to be answered.
Chad Henne will start this week.
Tonight, we break it all down. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Let's go, boy. Let's go, boy.
Jags having some fun. A breakout performance by Justin Blackman, the Jaguars' first-round pick, puts his name next to some of the elite in the game. And tonight he put his chair right next to ours on the Jaguars All-Access set. Welcome to Jaguars All-Access on this Monday night. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. Almost had a victory Monday for the first time in almost 2 months. Justin Blackman joins us in just a moment. But the big news on this Monday is that Chad Henne will start Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Mike Mularkey making that announcement this afternoon. Now, there's two parts of this equation. Henne played very well, of course, and the Jags are still unsure on the health status of Blaine Gabbert. Either way, Henne won this opportunity.
Based on his performance yesterday, and I think Blaine's injury is still up in the air. It's still questionable about his strength in that hand, but Chad will start this week.
That's from the head coach just a few hours ago. Jeff, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to read different things into it, but I think it's just a decision for this week, and he feels that that gives them the best chance to win this week against the Tennessee Titans. Now, next week, who knows? We're going to have to wait and see.
Week-to-week league.
Well, it is a week-to-week league, and it's a bottom-line business, you know, and Chad Henne played very well at Houston.
Deserved a chance. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest. It's Justin Blackman, the Jaguars wide receiver, coming off that monster game, 236 yards against the Houston Texans. Justin, welcome aboard, and glad to have you after. What a beautiful performance that was. What went so right for you on Sunday?
You know, just everything was out there clicking. You know, the offense was going, making plays, and, you know, everything was hitting on all cylinders.
And from talking to you a little bit ago, you picked a really strong game to have that type of a game because you had a lot of family there. And the NFL Network has been following you, and so they had you mic'd up, right, for this ball game?
I wasn't mic'd up, but they were around quite a bit then.
Couldn't have picked a better game.
Right. I mean, I had lots of family that I got to come down close to home, and lots of friends came down as well. So, you know, it was a fun game to play.
It was a fun game to watch, I can tell you that. All right, let's take a look at the G-Series Prime Plays from yesterday.
Play number three, and we have a theme tonight. We're talking about players. Paul Posluszny, a monster game, 15 tackles, an interception, and a forced fumble.
A monster game, and kind of looked like a monster after the game with the stitches across the bridge of his nose and dried blood all around. But a big, big, big game there in the second half. Mainly he had the cause fumble there on Arian Foster, and he followed that up with a third and one stuff, and then he followed that up with an interception. And two of those takeaways led to Jaguars points. Big game for Paul.
Player number two, if you will, Henne's huge day, 4 touchdowns.
He was very good, and Justin, 16 of 33, 354 yards, 4 touchdowns, a 126.8 quarterback rating. And what I liked is that they went to you early and often.
Right. I mean, they, you know, started the game off quick, and we got the ball going out there. Let us go out there and make plays.
Of course, Justin likes that. Early and often is okay.
That throw right there to Mercedes was something else. Now, that was right on the money.
Beautiful pass. And player number one, the guy right next to us, just silly numbers for Justin Blackman.
Well, yeah. Justin, have you been able to get an idea of what that day is as far as perspective in Jaguars history?
I've heard a couple things, but not very sure.
All right, well, here they are. Second highest receiving yardage day in Jaguars history, second to Jimmy Smith's 291. It was at Baltimore that he had. He had a catch of 81, which was the touchdown, 63 and 39, and it's the third most yards receiving by a rookie in NFL history. The guys ahead of you, one I don't know, Jerry Butler, played for Buffalo. I have no idea who he is. The second guy, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice had 241 in 1985, obviously with the 49ers. Jerry Butler had 255 in 1979 with the Buffalo Bills. So one heck of a day.
Oh, yeah. It was a great day.
Does that bring you back to the college days a little bit, though? I mean, you put up those kind of numbers in college.
I've never even been that high in college. So, you know, it just took everything new heights for me.
Time for our Xfinity Speed Play of the game. How about the punter? Brian Anger showing some speed for real.
Yeah, holy cow. He actually ran down Keyshawn Martin. We're going to look at this play on the smart board. And Justin, were you surprised? I mean, we know that Brian Anger's a good punter. But to run down the return guy?
I saw the angle he had. I thought he wasn't going to catch him. And he stretched those legs out and got out there.
Not only did he catch him, he made a nice tackle.
He made a real nice tackle. I was just glad that he got up quick and he didn't get hurt, because punters and kickers have a tendency to get hurt when they try to play the real man's game.
I was
just kidding, kickers and punters. I don't want to offend anybody.
They don't wash. They're used to that. Yeah. But I was asking Josh Scobie, I said, hey, did he get a good angle or did he just chase him down? He said, no, good angle.
No,
he didn't give
him
enough credit.
No, because I don't know, did you see the early kickoff where they had the long kickoff return and Josh ended up getting blocked?
Right, I did see that.
He didn't like that? So I think Josh was a little jealous that Brian Anger's getting all the attention for getting the tackle and Josh ended up getting put on his fanny a little bit.
That could be it.
All right, let's talk more about the Jaguars wide receiver Justin Blackmon here joining us on Jaguars All Access. Hey, interesting is that you kind of played the middle of the field more in that slot position yesterday with LaRon and Cecil on the outside. Is there a place you're more comfortable? Does it matter to you? Break it down how that works.
Of course I'm more comfortable outside, but, you know, the more and more I get to do inside, you know, the better I get a feel for it. And I think it's just a great way to open up my game, try to get better at as many positions as I can, you know, so then work in different spots.
And prior to that game yesterday, you had 26 catches for 250 yards, and you nearly equaled the yardage total in one game. I was joking with you after the game. I said, where you been the last 8 games? Or 9 games, I guess it was.
Hey, I don't know. Like I said, man, everything just seemed to be, you know, working that day. And, you know, all the spots were being made.
Everybody around watching the NFL, they want everything to happen so fast these days because guys do it.
Sure.
You know, A.J. Green's of the world. And then the quarterback position, it's Cam Newton and things like that. But there is a learning curve. As good as you were in college, how is the transition to the NFL?
To me, it's going good. You know, my goal is to get better every day I go out there, you know, try to make myself a better player. That's what I go out there and try to do every day.
And Mike Mularkey has been telling me for the last 4 weeks how good your practices have been. And one of the guys that you emulated growing up, Andre Johnson, right?
Right.
And holy cow, the first time in NFL history that two guys from different teams have had over 200 yards receiving in a game, and it was against the guy that you grew up being a fan of, Andre Johnson.
Right. I mean, it's great to be, you know, go up against someone like him, and, you know, he had the numbers that he had, and I had mine right there up there with him.
Talk to him after the game?
I didn't get to. You know, I tried to walk out there. I went and spoke to some of my family right afterwards. But then I tried to get out there, and you know, not many people were out there.
Those numbers were just fantastic. The difference, though, is Johnson had 7 more catches.
More catches in, what is he now, in his 10th year?
What is it about Andre Johnson, though, that you like so much? I mean, that you want to kind of be like him? Do you have similar games, you think?
I like his size and how physical he is. You know, I try to be physical as I can when I'm out there playing on the field, and, you know, he does that great as well.
And we got to see that a lot on Sunday, and hopefully a lot more coming up for Justin Blackmon. All right, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Justin Blackmon became the third rookie in franchise history to go over 100 yards in a game on Sunday. Who are the other two? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. You could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. There's still so much more to come with Justin Blackmon here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. Brian Anger made a big play on Sunday. Jeff goes to the smart board to show you how it happened. Plus, with Thanksgiving a few days away, the Ozone has a lot to be thankful for. The senior writer explains. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
I know what you made up. You know what you made up. Today's the day.
Houston, we have a problem.
Let's go.
Hands gotta work.
And we are underway here in Houston. Henning in
up and got it.
Jump over there, let's go.
Shot under pressure and sacked C.J. Mosley.
It's the third day.
And look at this, the ball is loose. Jacksonville says they have it, and they do.
Make it play.
Okay.
He make it play.
Play action to start. Henny going up top to Blackman. By Blackman, who's had a breakthrough game. Henny, lots of time. Caught at midfield by Blackman. Still on his feet, Justin Blackman. Wow! And we are going to go to overtime. Andre Johnson, here he goes.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
All righty, Jaguars fans, make sure to pick up your holiday gift packs. They start at $60, and here's what you get. Tickets, a Jags hat, and a T-shirt. Good deal. Packs are available for the Jets game on December the 9th or the Patriots game on the 23rd. Log on to Jaguars.com, or you can always call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Justin Blackman rejoins us in a moment. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Jeff, the play that has the football world talking is the one of Brian Anger, the punter chasing down a speedster.
Well, I guarantee you the Houston Texans locker room is talking about it and giving Keyshawn Martin plenty of grief after getting caught by a punter. But first, I want to look at a hit by one of the Jaguars players on a kickoff return, because here at the top of the screen for the Jaguars, and he has a great nickname, Chris the Hitman Harris. Watch him as he pedals back, and I'll pause it so we can pick him up again. There's Chris right here, and he is looking to blindside a young man by the name of Jonathan Grimes from William & Mary, and he's a rookie. And I learned this the hard way when I was on kickoff coverage. You got to have your head on a swivel, young man, when you're playing in the National Football League, especially with a veteran guy looking to hit you in the side of the head on kickoff return. Nice return here by Rashad Jennings, and certainly a positive for the Jaguars that they got a little something out of their kick return game. All right, here's the tackle by Brian Anger. This was a fantastic punt. This punt ended up covering 62 yards. I did not like the coverage. I thought there was a lost opportunity by two guys in the coverage here, and specifically two guys right here with opportunities to make a play. They don't end up making the play. So all of a sudden you have a Keyshawn Martin in the open field. All right, so did he have an angle? That's not an angle to me. They're even. There's no way that that's an angle. Brian Anger ends up running Keyshawn Martin down. And here's the best part. I know the Texans special teams coach. His name is Joe Marciano. That's him on the sideline. Watch him after his guy ends up getting caught by the punter. Look at the reaction. Are you kidding me? You got caught by the punter, but it wasn't just him. It was also other Texans players. Look at this one. He thinks it's a touchdown. The punter can't catch our guy. Well, watch. Oh, they're deflated. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at some other plays with the Jaguars, and in particular, J.J. Watt. But first, let's go inside the locker room. Sounds after the game yesterday in Houston.
We're up by two scores in the fourth. Defensively, we got to find a way to shut it down, you know what I mean, and make it our game. We weren't able to do that. That's the disappointing part for us.
So close, but yeah, so far, man, you know, give those guys credit. They came up with the win, but this one here kind of hurts.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Justin Blackman rejoins us in just a moment. Quick reminder here, fans, don't forget to use your rewards and peel deals at EverBank Field on game day and online. For more information, head to Jaguars.com. Register today. Now let's go back to Jeff for more of the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff?
All right, I actually looked at J.J. Watt last Friday in Film Room Friday at Jaguars.com, and great player. And when the game got to a critical juncture where the Jaguars had first and goal at the 6, J.J. Watt showed up, and there's an old saying, great players make great plays at key moments, and J.J. Watt did just that. Here's the first down and goal at the 6, J.J. Watt. Confusion there by the Jaguars offensive lineman. Ends up doing a little swim move and getting in the backfield, a tackle for a loss against Parmalee. Backs the Jaguars up. Then he had a false start penalty that backed the Jaguars up even more. J.J. Watt once again on the second down play. ends up getting pressure against Uche Nwaneri. Uche didn't quite get his hands on the inside, and look at the contact to the legs of Chad Henne, and it pulls that arm down and ends up getting deflected by Antonio Smith. But then you go to the third down. Once again, J.J. Watt lined up over here. Okay, third down. He's already made the first down play, the second down play, and now here comes the third down play, and it doesn't look like much here, but he actually gets a finger on this ball, and it deflects and ends up going behind Cecil Shorts. You know, and well, the old saying is true. Great players make great plays at key moments, and Brent, J.J. Watt is a great player.
That guy is something else, and I really thought the Jags had done a nice job up until that point that you just showed in that football game against number 99. All right, Justin Blackman rejoins us here on Jaguars All Access. I want to go back to draft day here in April at the St. John's Town Center. Before you comment about it, take a look at the reaction when Justin Blackman was picked fifth overall by the Jags.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Justin Blackman.
Well, he's smiling over here. I think you've seen that video by now. What is that like to see some crazy fans excited about you?
Man, it's, you know, hard to explain, you know. Have people want you here to be here. You know, it's just, you know, a great feeling to have.
You were a star, obviously, everywhere you've been, high school and college, but it takes on a new level in the NFL. You're the highest jersey seller, I think, of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, everybody's got number 14. It's different, isn't it? You're a quiet guy. How do you react to that?
You know, I just try to keep working, you know, get better every day. I use it for motivation, you know, just... You know, want people to remember me for, you know, the things I did on the field.
Is there a pressure that comes along with that?
I wouldn't say so. Not for me, at least. You know, I try to just work hard, get better. I don't let it get to me and wake up every day and try to get better.
Oh, the beauty of it in the NFL, too, is that you get to kind of reach out and shake hands and see those people that are buying your jerseys. And you spend a lot of time at the PAL, the Police Athletic League, hanging around with some kids. Maybe we see some video of it. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I've just been going out there, you know, get to hang out with them after school, play different games, you know. Good bunch of kids, so I enjoy doing it, and, you know, hopefully get to keep doing it.
We've been out there, too. You're not that much older than them. They give you a hard time.
Yeah, they do. They're actually surprised how young I am, and so they like to make, you know, make little jokes and stuff about me.
Is it nice, too, that they don't really look at you as a superstar? Obviously, they respect your status and who you play for and everything, but they just kind of think you're out there playing with them.
Right. You know, they just look at me as another little a friend, you know, just a little bigger than them. you know, but, you know, we just go out there, have fun, and enjoy it.
All right. Time to present the Bueller Swiss watch to our guest, Justin Blackman, of course, every week here on Jaguars All Access. Our guest gets a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. So much more to come with Justin Blackman, and still more to come here on Jaguars All Access. John Osier gives us a Thanksgiving edition of the Ozone, and we'll have the images of the week. Make sure you stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All last year, we had guests as part of the Florida Dairy Council's Fuel Up to Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for our special guests throughout the season. We wish them a happy Thanksgiving. Turkey and football kind of week. Thanksgiving is here. John Osier is a pretty topical guy, as you know. He gives us thanks in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier here with tonight's Ozone question. And Vince from Clearwater, Florida writes, tough to have a happy Thanksgiving at 1-9, huh? Not much to be thankful for. Vince, I disagree. Here in the Ozone, it may not be a giddy Thanksgiving, but we can find enough to be thankful for to replace the fedora with a Thanksgiving theme. Now, you might ask, a foam turkey visor? Aren't we beyond that sort of cheap gimmick? No. And we're not beyond the whole things to be thankful for gimmick either. So here we go. If I'm a Jaguars fan, I'm thankful today for Cecil Shorts. And I'm starting to be thankful for Justin Blackman, too. I'm really thankful for Paz, because frankly, I'm scared not to be. And I'm thankful for Chad Henne. Houston Chad Henne, not Oakland Chad Henne. But after the way Henne played Sunday, I'm also thankful I'm not Mike Mularkey. Mularkey's Thanksgiving week is going to be spent amid the one thing no coach ever needs, holiday or no holiday, a quarterback controversy. So I wouldn't want to be Mularkey this week, but that's okay. Considering the depths I've reached, with no end in sight, I'm sure he's just as thankful not to be me.
Well, he has a point there. Time now for your G-Series Prime headlines. The Jaguars will host their annual food drive Sunday. Fans are reminded to bring non-perishables to the game. this Sunday, even though it's after Thanksgiving. Please do that. And a lot going on in the community over the next few days. Justin and his teammates will be all over Jacksonville serving food for Thanksgiving. Obviously, Jags do it better than anybody else out there in the community.
I got a question for you, Justin, because, you know, your college coach, Todd Monken, former Jaguars coach, Jerry Sullivan now. Who has the sharper tongue of the two of them? Because I remember Todd when he was here, and I've heard Jerry on the practice field, and they're both pretty articulate.
That's a close race, actually. But I'd have to give the edge to Coach Monken. He gets after it quite a bit.
He's a little younger, too. So, I mean, you know, younger, you know, a little more energy to do it.
Yeah, lots of energy that he puts out there on getting on us.
Question for you also, because watching Cecil develop in his second year and watching you have the game that you had, you've got to be excited about the future of the two of you. And LaRon also, but I mean, you and Cecil growing together in an offense and hopefully becoming a potent passing attack.
Yeah, and you know, we just look at it trying to get better. We got a great coach right here with us. We try to take as much from him as we can and you know, try to do what he says, because we know he knows what he's talking about.
I'd like to say duplicate that effort this Sunday against Tennessee, but that might be a little too much to ask for. We'll take half of that, right?
Well, though, you know, one good thing, too, is Justin. I mean, Keenan, McCardell, Jimmy Smith, the two competitive guys. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little competition.
Hey, not at all. Not at all.
That's going to do it for Jaguars All Access. Special thanks to Justin Blackman for coming in. John Osher, Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you Sunday at the game. Good night.